And welcome in, Die Hard Nation, hour number two. Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, hanging out with me as well. It's Super Bowl 58, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip, Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And I'm pretty fired up. Progressive Insurance guest mic is cooking today. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers have switched and saved. Progressive saved nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Played 11 seasons in the NFL. Retired in 2020. He's a Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers. Marshall Newhouse is here. Hey, Marshall, welcome to the Diehards. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you joining us. So you played for a lot of teams. We'll get to the Packers. Was there a favorite fan base and a least favorite?
Definitely a favorite. I mean, the Packers, because that's where I was drafted.
Of course.
I stayed there the longest. There's a little more, stick-to-itiveness there. And then, yeah, playing in the Black Hole with the Raiders was incredible. And then
right.
I was 2 years in New York with the Giants. I mean, just incredible, very passionate fan bases all over the place.
How crazy were those Raider Nation?
It was great. I mean, like, listen, Allegiant's an incredible, beautiful new stadium. Yep. Everyone's kind of acclimated to the Las Vegas move, but there's nothing like the Black Hole in Oakland. I didn't get to do it, but the tailgating you hear about and just the fans in the end zone, there's nothing like it.
Lambeau Field in Green Bay is special. I've never been. It's a bucket list. I want to get up there. But that had to be pretty special with those cheeseheads.
Yeah, from a purely football standpoint, that's like the Mecca. And like,
yeah.
It is not lost on me getting to run out of the tunnel, getting introduced at Lambeau Field. I got an incredible photo that I got framed. There's nothing like it. And as a fan, it's definitely a place you got to make a pilgrimage to.
And you won a Super Bowl with that guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. What's his name?
Pretty good, right?
He was very good. And
he get the Jets to one? I know he got that terrible injury. Do you think he can get him there?
Absolutely can. There's just, there's now, how many studs in the AFC?
Yeah.
In his division and health. And so the Jets, you know, they were situated last year to really make a run. So it was very unfortunate how things happened in week one. But we don't want to assume that the injuries that he went through with all the consternation about how he healed and then come back.
Yeah.
The Achilles are still difficult to come back from. And so if there's anyone who can do it, he's one of those guys.
All right.
But it's, you know, things have to align very, very well. We hope there's some stability with Salah. The defense was their strength last year. But it absolutely can happen. It's going to take a whole lot of things falling into place.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about Bill Belichick, New England Patriots anymore, because that's a different situation. But I have to ask you, we're from Boston, a couple of knuckleheads on the radio. You played for Bill Belichick for a year. Playing in New England, playing for a guy like Bill Belichick, what was that like?
It was great. You know, people, you know, on the outside are always talking about the Patriot way, hearing about some of the more negative things. But ultimately, it came down to it was a very demanding and accountable environment.
All right.
But it was all about football. And, you know, I grew up a coach's son. That was no problem to me. So once I got acclimated, I enjoyed it. And so obviously, you know, there's a lot more that you do there that's demanding on your body and your mind, and everyone's held accountable. But at the end of the day, you're like, all right, I have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I have a chance to go on a run. You get to learn from the best coaches ever at the time with Tom Brady. I get to play with one of the best quarterbacks ever. That was the equation that you were calculating in your mind, and it was totally worth it. I enjoyed my time there.
What was it like being around Brady? I mean, did you sense the leadership? Did you feel it? Did you see it?
Absolutely. And it came from, at first, the nonverbal way, how he showed up in the morning, how he prepared, just his demeanor. But he was also an approachable guy and a great teammate. For a guy, you know, as internationally famous as he is, really, he could be a jerk. He could be a dismissive person as teammate, but he's not. It's the opposite. I signed there on a Wednesday, like week two or week three. Had to get caught up to speed. Ended up starting at right tackle on a Sunday, and he was one of the first guys to welcome me in, help me get acclimated, and he's an incredible teammate. I think that'll be corroborated by all the players that play with him.
Quarterbacks are known for taking care of their offensive linemen. Did he buy you any special gifts?
that was an interesting year. It ended up being his last year. No special gifts but that's fine. The gift was playing
cheap
with him.
Bastard.
But it was a lot of fun. You know, you every game you see is meticulous the way he prepares, and you're like, we have a chance to win every single game. And you get caught. Sometimes you're like, I want to watch Tom Brady play. You're like, no, I got to block. But it kind of gets, it takes you back a little bit because his stature and the way he approaches the game, you're like, this is the greatest of all time. And it was not lost on me, but it was a really fun experience.
Marshall, you won the Super Bowl with Green Bay. Mike McCarthy was your coach?
Yes.
Kind of getting a raw deal in Dallas. That whole thing, whether or not he was going to come and go, Belichick was going to go in there. He's now has another year, but, you know, he's on the hot seat, I guess, if you will, if anybody can be. Is he getting a raw deal?
A little bit, but also he knows that came with territory when you sign as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And so I've been telling people all week, like, I like him a lot as a coach. And if you think back, he's got the one Super Bowl in 2010. 2011, we were 15-1, first-round bye, lost to the Giants. That could have been a back-to-back Super Bowl run. Who knows? Aaron was playing at his best, absolutely.
Yep.
2012, we were 12-4, made the playoffs. the 2012 and 2013 season, we just ran into just a really bad matchup in the 49ers. We lost to them four times in two seasons, regular season, postseason. Weird matchup. 2014, I had left already. The onside kick in Seattle. So if you look back, it's like multiple times, if things just bounce differently. We're talking about Mike McCarthy, multiple Super Bowl winning coach.
Yep.
How's the conversation different right now? And with the Cowboys, they've been a high-scoring offense. They've been making the playoffs, and they're just falling short in the playoffs. But again, he knows that comes with the territory, but he's definitely getting a little bit of an unfair deal.
People talk about, we mentioned him, Aaron Rodgers, and Pat McAfee has like the West Wing here at Radio Row, and he has Aaron on, and a lot of controversy surrounding things that come out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth. Are you with him? You're not with him? Like, where were you at as a former teammate, and you used to protect this guy and had to? He's a little off the rails sometimes, no?
Well, that's everyone's personal opinion. As in between the lines, in the facility, he was a great teammate.
Yep.
I love playing with him and for him. All the stuff off the field,
doesn't matter to you.
It's less important. And obviously, like, people have their opinions about that, and he obviously wants to get stuff off his chest and feel like he has a voice, and he has every right to do that. But that matters a little bit less to me. I'm happy. It seems like he's in a good place. That's all I care about as a human. I care about him as a human. All the other stuff, take it or leave it. I've heard guys in the locker room say crazier stuff that you just don't know about it. So
it's
all right.
Hey, as long as he's performing and throwing touchdowns, that's all that matters.
Ultimately, yeah. He gets his opinion outside of the building, but we're still talking about, how is he as a quarterback in the NFL. Yeah.
Hey, you're here Radio Row. What are you promoting, man?
I'm one of those guys not promoting something yet. Maybe
give us something.
I need to do better.
You need an agent, then.
Well, here's the thing. I'm getting into sports media, so I do some work with SiriusXM Radio, talking college and pro football, which has been incredible. I've been on the Media Kime show recently, The Athletic, a lot of different podcasts. So I'm building up my career in sports media.
Is that what you always wanted to do after your football career?
Not always.
Did you look for something?
Recently, it's been something that's kind of clicked where I was told multiple times, I'm like, man, you should think about this. You're pretty good at this. And, I didn't have the foresight because I'm just focused on ball. But now I'm like, all right, I can see a lane here. And obviously the landscape has changed.
Yep.
You see more athletes getting involved, but there's more places for me to kind of find my voice.
Sure.
And so I'm doing that. So again, SiriusXM Radio, you can search me. I'm on podcast with Mike Golick, with Mina Kimes, all over the place. So I'm doing more and more of that stuff. That's kind of my promotion now. I'll come back with some huckster wares, a bottle of something next time. I'll be better about that.
No worries, man. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this game on Sunday, Super Bowl 58. How do you see this thing playing out?
Listen, these are two of the best teams in the league. I think the 49ers are more of an evenly talented team across the board. More playmakers across the board, just a more balanced team, and you got Kyle Shanahan calling plays. I like them a lot. I like Brock Purdy and the way he's kind of, grown into that position. People forget this is a sophomore year. This is his second year in the league.
Crazy.
He's playing great for that. Yeah. All the discourse about him being compared to the greats, leave that. He's the second year. He's playing exceptionally well for that. I ultimately think this is a game. I'm tired of just, like, being the guy who's on the wrong side of maybe witnessing one of the greatest of all time. If this is a one-score tie game late, I'm trusting and not betting against Pat Mahomes anymore. It's just, how can you? Maybe it doesn't go that way, but this is a guy who's so laser-lock focused on nipping at Brady's heels already. He's just a different level.
Everybody we talked to, we've been saying it all week, it's like that San Francisco team is stacked.
They are.
They have so much talent in the defense and the offense, weapons, everything. They have everything.
Yes.
They should win the game.
Right, on paper.
They should win the game.
On paper.
But then there's number 15.
Exactly.
And you have the coach, Fat Genius, I like to call him. he's brilliant at play calling and what he does.
Hey, don't fat shame. Andy Reid's one of me. He's one of us. I got to protect my guys, please.
I hear you, man. So you think a close game or?
It'll be a close game. It'll be a one-score game, I believe, yes.
All right. And now, as an former offensive lineman, do you just watch the line play?
No. I have a better view of everything. And now, honestly, I'm watching a lot more defense as well.
Yep.
I'm watching the defensive coverage, seeing what pre-snap, what they're in, what they're rotating to after the snap. I'm seeing leverage. I'm watching matchups on the line. A lot of teams are doing the simulated pressure that, originated with Rex Ryan.
Yep.
And we're seeing Mike McDonald in Baltimore. Spags does it. And so I'm watching that stuff. So, the way my brain worked in football was just I'm trying to see a broad macro view and then dial it in right before the snap so I can do my job. And now I don't have to worry about my job, and I get to see everything as it's unfolding. So that's been enjoyable for me to kind of see things that are happening in the NFL.
Marshall Newhouse, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.